Texte numéro 18. Car makers race to go green fuels rivalry at the top. There was a time when the auto industry viewed green issues as an eccentric distraction. But the world's top car makers are now falling over each other to reveal their environmental credentials. And tension over clean fuel has broken into the open. Toyota and General Motors are engaged in a furious row over who is making more effort to develop battery-powered cars. Each believes it is being unfairly put down by the other. The Japanese firm can justifiably boast that it was the first to turn an electric hybrid vehicle into a successful mainstream product. Sales of the Toyota Prius have topped 1 million worldwide. But GM stole the limelight this year's Detroit Motor Show by unveiling a long-term concept called the Volt. An electric car with a generator on board able to recharge its battery on the run. Targeted for completion by 2010, this would solve a key problem for plug-in cars. The fact that they can typically only go 40 or 50 miles before needing a recharge. The technological challenge in the electric car sphere is twofold. Batteries need to be sufficiently powerful to cover plenty of distance. They also need to stay cool, to avoid a tendency to overheating found in many types of battery. This caused problems in another industry this year when Dell recalled more than 4 million laptop computers because their power packs had an occasional tendency to burst into flames. Driving the industry's momentum is the price of petrol, which has been rising by 10% annually since 1999. Motivated by thrift rather than environmental conscience, American motorists want fuel-efficient or hybrid vehicles, and the industry has little choice but to respond. Walter McManus, director of the Automotive Analysis Unit at the University of Michigan, believes cash-strapped American automakers see batteries as a potentially bright future. They're thinking about it strategically. They know that in the short run it's going to cost a lot, and it's going to need research funding from the Department of Energy. But it is a way to reduce our dependence on oil, he says. There is, however, a downside to electric power. If every car on the road switched to batteries, national grids would be unable to cope. To be truly environmentally friendly, motorists would have to charge up at night, when demand for electricity is lower. At the peak, the demand for electricity is met by high-cost sources, says Dr. McManus. Everybody would have to charge up at night, and even then, you'd have different time windows to cope with in California, New York, and Texas. Adapted from Guardian Unlimited, September 2007.